And it seems like just yesterday. But we rejoice that the Lord has blessed the ministry the Lord has entrusted to us there in Thailand. And during the second hour, we will show you the ministry the Lord has entrusted to us there, the members, and about Thailand. Those of you who haven't met us, I'm Brother Ronaldo Gutlay from the Philippines, and my wife Simoneth from the Philippines also. Right? Our daughter Sophia Rose is 14, Stefan is 10, and our twins, boy and a girl, 3 years old, they are now in the nursery, I think, giving problem to the nursery workers. But they're all a great blessing from the Lord. I got saved through an American missionary in the northern part of the Philippines. My wife got saved when she was 9 years old through her Sunday school teacher. And that ministry was also started by an American missionary in the southern part of the Philippines. So I'm from the north, she's from the south. We met in the center. You know, growing up in the Philippines is being a very predominant Catholic country because we've been under Spain for more than 400 years. Until, of course, we praise the Lord, the American came to our country and give us our independence. So we praise the Lord. And not only the giving us the independence, but also giving us the right education. Because when the Spaniard or the Spain government came, they never educated the Philippines. And then when the Japanese came for 3 to 4 years, no education. But when the American came, gave us the right education. Not only that, missionaries came to our country and shared the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's a great blessing. And of course, growing up in the Catholic religion, you're being taught to do good works, do this. So I literally grew up in the Catholic Church. After school, I'd be in the Catholic Church. That is every day. And I would confess my sin on Friday. So Saturday, I can join the Catholic Boys Choir. And I can be in the mass assistant on the Sunday morning, assisting the priest, and do a lot of things. But question arise in my heart that if I'm going to die, where will I spend eternity? Being a good man, I've never been a problem to my parents. Never tasted alcohol or drugs or anything. I'm always after school, Catholic Church, home, work. That's all my life. It rotates there. But the fear of death. Now, where will I, when I die, where will I go? Where will I spend eternity? I've asked the priest. You know, they will tell you have to fulfill all of this. You know, the seven sacraments. That if I'm going to die, I must have my last rites. When they're going to bless my lips with holy water, what if I die with an accident and I'm dead? Cannot speak anymore, confess my sin. So it'd be very hard. And they would tell you that if you are good or bad, you know, balance, you go to purgatory. Purgatory is a place where you are purged. That's the English word, purge, cleansing. But every time they pray for your soul, you pay $10. What if you don't have money? Right? So there, that doctrine, that kind of teaching, so that they will be able to enrich the church. Because every time they pray, you pay. So when if I don't have money, no pray, so I will stay there until I'll go to hell. So what is the thing they're going to purge? They're going to purge or cleanse my wallet. So I really don't know what to do. Search and search and search. You know, there are some false religion that they will teach you. But I praise the Lord that one day I was invited to attend a Bible Baptist church in our city. Sunday night, I was in the church. The missionary preached a very clear, simple plan of salvation. That we are all sinners, bound to hell. But because of God's everlasting love, He sent His only begotten Son. I'm supposed to die on the cross, but He took my place. He died for me. That I cannot save myself, not my works, only Jesus Christ. That if I put my faith on Him, trusted that what He did on the cross of Calvary is enough for me to be saved. And the Bible says, I will have eternal life. Wow. I said, that's simple. I thought I have to do this, do that, all of these things. And that Sunday night, when the preacher preached, the missionary, after he preached, the choir sang, and I just walked down the aisle and received Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. It was 1983, February. And I surrendered my life in 1985. Been in the full-time ministry since then. And I praise the Lord that I never regretted a single day that I said, Lord, here is my life. Use it for your honor and glory. And since then, 1985, then in 1986, I was working as a pastoral staff in our church in the Philippines. Now, in the Philippines, pastoral staff means toilet cleaner. You clean the toilet. You clean the carpet, the chair, every day. That's my job. That's the pastoral staff, toilet cleaner. Amen. So I like that job. Until this day, I still clean the toilet. We have our church building in Thailand. I still clean the toilet. Now, and then in 1992, I asked my pastor that I could start a church in a city where the oldest Catholic town in our side of island, Luzon Island. And it's a very hard place to start a church, but by God's grace, till this day, that's the only independent Baptist church in that town or in that city till this day. And then after starting a work there in May of 1992, and then I went all the way to the northern part of Thailand in 1995 and helped a church grow. And the attendance from 12, it went to 100. And then by 1997, I went to Metro Manila, this is the capital city of the Philippines, to start another ministry. And by 1999, November, we went to Thailand and just visit the country. Wow, you can't believe what we find out right there. You cannot find an independent Baptist church. A 200 years of Christian history. So the Lord has burdened my heart that I don't know what I'm going to do. Then I just keep on praying and praying. I came home from Thailand back to the Philippines. I prayed more. Prayed more until he cannot bear it anymore, and talked to my wife, and she said, wherever the Lord leads you, then we'll go. So I decided to be in the foreign land in Thailand. So I resigned from my church, my work, my job, and all of these things that I'm doing in the Philippines, and then prepare myself, ourselves as a family. And then been to Thailand since June of 2000. And we've been serving the Lord in Thailand since then. And of course, this church has been supporting us before we ever started our ministry in Thailand. Amen. 14 years you've been part of the ministry right there. Now, to give you an idea about Thailand, Thailand is in the Southeast Asia. It's a member of the Southeast Asian country. And It's about 17,000 miles away from here. If you go to Thailand, it will take you 21 hours, including layovers, or 31 hours. As when we came over here, it took us 31 hours to get here, landed in Cleveland. This coming Thursday, we're going back. Among the top 10 countries with the highest proportion of Buddhists, Taiwan, 43% of its population Buddhist. Macau, 45%. Japan, 50%. Vietnam, 55%. Laos, 60%. Tibet, 65%. Sri Lanka, 70%. Bhutan, 75%. Myanmar, 88%. Cambodia, 90%. Thailand, 95%. 95% strictly Buddhist, 4% Islam, so that's 99%, and only 0.005% the government says profess to be Christian. To a 2010 survey says that there are only 373,000 Christians in Thailand, 67 million people. Now, you would say, how did they know? Each Thai citizen have an ID card. If you are born Thai, they'll give you a card. And that's all your information and even your religion state there. So they know who are the Muslim, they know who are the Buddhist or other religion, and Christian they know. But among these 373,000, all kinds of Christian, they say, religion, like Catholic, Mormons, Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Disadvantages, all of this kind of, you know, that says profess to be Christian. So there's only very few Baptist people in Thailand. If you can find 50 independent Baptist churches, we say, praise God. Now, let's say there are 50 Baptist churches with 50 members in each church. You're only looking at about 2,500 Baptist people. 67 million population. That's why we need more workers. Young people, you surrender your life to be in the mission field, please consider Thailand. Before the Lord Jesus Christ comes, or before the trumpet of the Lord will sound, I think we believe revival will take place in that country. You'll be able to come. So with that note, they said that each souls can be reached every 5 years, or one soul in 5 years. That's very hard. They're very strict. But by God's grace, when we go out and win souls, just keep on winning, amen? 2,000 may refuse, but 2 might receive, amen? And one soul can make a great difference. So we keep on winning souls, we keep on winning souls. We average about 20 made profession of faith every week. I don't know how many of them really seriously receive the Lord Jesus Christ, but at least they've heard the gospel. And by God's grace, with that 7,000 more every year of made a profession of faith, we have people who have come back and have been discipled and followed the Lord in water baptism. We are not preaching the easy believism thing, that you receive, then you baptize. What we are doing is, if they really receive, they will go through a 3 months Bible study before they will be receiving water baptism. They have to understand. I don't know, because culturally, you know, in Thailand, they have to really turn their back against the religion. I don't say, you would like to go to heaven? Of course, people will say, yes, all right, you follow me. Lord, please come into my heart. He prayed, now you're saved. You want to follow the water baptism? Let's go now and baptize you. Then after a while, you don't see them anymore. Why? Because they don't understand what they have received. They have to understand. We are not doing the number. They have to understand that Jesus is the Savior. They have to understand that their religion cannot save them. They have to turn their back against their religion before they would even follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the mistake of a lot of people today. They would say thousands and thousands have received the Lord Jesus Christ, but you don't see them in the church. There's a lot of evangelists that will go to the Philippines and come back to the States here, and they would say 200,000 received the Lord Jesus Christ in the Philippines. The same way in Thailand, they would say 200,000 received in Thailand. But where are these 200,000? Just give me 1%. 200,000 means there will be 2,000 in the church. But in those places, you cannot find even a single soul in the church. Why? Because they don't understand. What are they receiving? They have to understand. And some evangelists, they would say, how about the Ethiopian eunuch? The Ethiopian eunuch has been reading the Bible. He knows, amen? He's reading about the Lord Jesus Christ, the book of Isaiah. So, by God's grace, the Lord has blessed the ministry. And now we have Grace Baptist Church in Thailand. We have 80 Thai faithful members. Amen. We have a work in the southern part of Thailand where we reach the Islam or the Muslim. We have work in the northern part of Thailand where we reach the tribal people. We have the work in the, by God's grace, we're helping a work in the northeast of Thailand, about 4 hours drive. And this July, when we go home, we will organize that as a church, and we have 47 faithfully attending the church and been baptized, so we will organize that as an independent Baptist church. That's a great blessing. That even in the darkest part of the world, God still on his throne saving people, because that is his will. Souls will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ because God is the only one who can change your life. He's the only one who can change it, not the government, not books or whatever in this society or philosophy. Only the Word of God can give you the real instruction about salvation and about life. And these Buddhist people that came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, their life has been changed. We praise God, and every day they come also and witness to their own people. And so Thailand being a very predominant or a Buddhist country, one of the predicament or problem that our people are facing is that we don't have a Christian school ministry that they could bring their children so that they will not be taught by monk in the Buddhist doctrine. You see, if you go to a government school in Thailand, 7 to 7:30 in the morning, you have to recite the prayer of Buddha. 4 to 4:30 in the afternoon, the same way. It's a law. Here, they're removing it, enforcing it by law. In Thailand, by law, you have to pray the prayer of Buddha. How crazy the world is today. Yeah. Right. So this is the reason why they're very strong. So these children that comes to our church, you know, they're the children of our members, it create confusion in their mind, because here we're teaching them about Christ, that when they go to school, they're being taught about Buddhism. So we are praying, but the God will bless us. We'll be able to start a Christian school in Thailand, like what you have here. That's a great blessing. Thank God there are still few Christian schools in the United States that really stand with God's word. So that's what we want to start in Thailand, that our children will be trained to love God, to worship the true God, and God will use them to reach Thailand. And I believe if we could start this and train these children, there will be revival in that country. Because it is better or it is easy to train a child than repair a man. So if we can do this and train these children that comes to our church and other children in our city that can really come and learn the Word of God, then by God's grace, you'll see Christianity will increase in number and be a great blessing. Bethel Baptist Church is there when we build the foundation. Amen. God's foundation. Now, with this vision that the Lord has entrusted to us, we are praying that God would bless us in the future. In 2 years' time, we could build a three-story building that will house our dormitory for our orphanage. We have children that we have encountered, these children, girls, 13 years old, being sold. And there are number of them, but we cannot help them all, but we'll try to help whatever we can do to help some of these children. We have now 13 children in our care by faith. We rented an apartment and have them care of. They go to school, being taught, fed by the Word of God, and provide food for them. This is by faith. Never ask our supporting churches or what to be able to help us in this endeavor. We just did it by faith. The Lord will, but it's growing, and now we have a chance to come over here and be able to present it to you. If you would like to help us with that, we are trying to help a child of $50 a month for them to survive, not to live. You know, they have everything, but at least they could survive and they will not be sold. At least they will be in our care. We train them and help them. And now these children are happy. Amen. Every day they are being cared of. So if you would like to help on that matter, that would be a great blessing. We have 13 children. We already have support for 10 or 11, so two more. And we're leaving on Thursday. So maybe you can get the two, then it would be a great blessing. Amen. And then we are going to start what we call the Southeast Asia Theological Baptist Seminary. What is this? Is that we can cater students from Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Laos. These are communist countries that have no freedom. Yet they could come in Thailand with freedom and they can learn the Word of God with us. That is our vision in the next 2 years. But now we have our institute that we train men and women in our church. That's why all of our outreaches are being pastored by a Thai nationals. And also the Christian Academy that we would like to start. The Lord has provided us with people in our church who can be of help in education. I'm an educator. My wife is also an educator. That's where I learned English from her. She's a teacher, great teacher. Amen. And other Filipinos that came to our to Thailand, now being a great help to the ministry there. So the Lord has placed all human resources there, be able to be a blessing. All we are trying to present to you right now is that we could be able to buy this half acre that is next to our property. Right now, the Lord bless us with half acre and a church building. We own a half acre and a church building that could sit 200 people. Amen. Thai size. Which means they are small and they can sit together. Here you sit together, be a big problem. But that's a great blessing. Paid in full. Amen. You don't know, now we're trying to buy that half acre within this year so that in the next 2 years we can build our vision of building. So The half acre, Thailand being a small country, it cost $150,000 to purchase that property. But January 1, next year, it will triple the price because they are now building subdivision, and the government will build 10,000 houses in the big space of land. 10,000 houses means 10,000 families, amen? And we are already there. So help us that we might be able to purchase this land. By God's grace, as of the moment, in our 4 months of stay here, we already have about $60,000. Amen? That's a miracle from God. Amen? And just thank the Lord that we're here this morning. So maybe somebody here have $90,000. Hallelujah. Amen? But if you don't have whatever the Lord has burdened your heart, at least it will help us get near to our goal. Amen? To give you a very good idea right here, I have Grace Baptist Thailand building upon God's foundation. There's a square or boxes, 750 boxes. And I say if there are 750 people that could give $200 each box, that is $150,000. Or, you know, you can buy the box in memory of, that's just $200 each box. This is taken already, and then this line, so $60,000. So this one not yet taken, maybe Bethel Baptist Church, I can write all your name right there, amen, with $50,000. That's a great blessing, amen. See, you try to do that. You are in your... By God, you're praying for a new building. There is a church, a small church. They give $30,000. They basically empty their project. But after 6 months, the Lord doubled that $60,000. Now they are building their 1 million church building. Wow. Amen. See, might do it here. Hallelujah. Huh? And you will be building your $2 million building. Oh, praise God. If you finish your $2 million building, I'll come back here and apply as a janitor. Oh, pastoral staff, right? Amen. What we're doing is, a few more minutes. I have a card right there, building upon God's foundation. It says, I will pray that the Lord will continue to use the Good Life Family Winning Soul in Thailand, success of the gold purchase of the property. And then by the grace of God, I pledge. So if you like to pledge, whatever amount would that be, then give it to the pastor or to the church, and then collectively, and then we would know how much that came in from Bethel Baptist Church. Amen? So we have cards right there. Whatever the Lord burdens your heart, it will be really a great blessing. So please pray that you would be able to invest in this endeavor. Mission is not a sacrifice. It's an investment. Because if you say it's a sacrifice, you will think of what you have given. But if it is an investment, what you think is the return of investment. It's not what you have given. Amen. When you invest in the business, you are not thinking of what you have given. You are thinking of the return of investment. In the world business, you are at high risk. You might lose it. But in God's investment, you will not be in high risk because you will never fail. Amen? God will never file bankruptcy. Hallelujah. In a few minutes, I just would like to read this first Timothy, and then I'm done. I still have my... the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I exhort therefore, first of all, you see that right there? First of all, Paul is talking to Timothy. He says, first of all, before you're going to do something, first of all, amen? First of all, he said, First of all, supplication. You know the word supplication? Supply. Supplication. You are going to pray for somebody that God will supply. Amen? Supplication. First of all, supplication. Lord, today we have brother or sister in the hospital. They are sick. First of all, you pray that God will supply. Amen? Supply. And then prayer. He said prayers will be made. See? Prayers, not prayer, prayers, amen? Prayers. You study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, there are seven kinds of prayer. Seven kinds of prayer. And one of the Apostle Paul is trying to teach in the book of Romans chapter 14, he said, strive with me. Be on your knees and strive. You pray upon God that He will open the windows of heaven. First of all, we need to pray, for especially for Thailand, for United States of America, that God will bring about once again great revival in this great country. First of all, amen, first of all. And then he said next, intercede. 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 Pray for someone else, amen. One of the greatest things that we need to do as a believers is that pray for our enemy. There might be a person right now that it is hard for you to pray for. But we have to pray for it. Amen? There is somebody in the government probably right now that you don't want to be right there. But you have to pray for that person. Amen? There is somebody maybe in your neighbor that every time you see that neighbor, your blood pressure goes up. But pray for that neighbor, amen? We intercede. See, we are believers. We are followers of Christ. We are no longer in our flesh. We are walking in the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, first of all, amen? Before you even travel, first of all, before you even go to your work, to bed, or shower, or whatever you're going to do, first of all, before you even go, when you wake up in the morning, gargle. First of all. Amen? First of all. Because when you stand up already and went to the toilet and gargle already, when you come back, you're no longer thinking of prayer. You're already thinking of your cell phone, computer, iPhone, iPad. Right? But first of all, I exhort you, Apostle Paul says, first of all, he encourages that, first of all, this is what we need. First of all, supplication, prayers, intercede, giving of thanks, to be made for all men. If you know what, brethren? If we are thankful, we will never go wrong. Yeah. See, everybody have problem. Whenever problem comes, don't nurse it or curse it. Just give it to God and He will reverse it. Amen? Don't nurse it or curse it. Just give it to the Lord and He will reverse it. Be of great blessing, but be thankful. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day and wonderful people that you have given. Lord, we rejoice in Thee that we could worship You with freedom. Thank you, O God, for Bethel Baptist Church has been a lighthouse for many, many years in this community, not only here, only in the United States, but all over the world. Lord, may their faithfulness, Lord God, be rewarded in a great and mighty way, that one day will see that beautiful building, the place where they're going to build it. Oh God, we rejoice in thee, for many souls have been saved. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.